Hi, I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun. Here's a Channels TV news update for September the 26th, 2021. The minority caucus in the House of Representatives has faulted President Muhammadu Buhari's recent speech at the United Nations General Assembly, claiming Boko Haram terrorists were emboldened under his watch. Minority Leader of the House of Representatives, Ndudi Elumelu, said that Buhari's speech is in complete disagreement with the ugly reality of the failures of his administration. Meanwhile, the National Association of Resident Doctors has elected a new set of members to take over the leadership of the union. The doctors unanimously resolved by votes to continue the total and indefinite strike action until their minimum demands were met. They asked the federal government to ensure the payment of the medical residency training within 72 hours in order to restore normalcy to the health sector. A former governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, Professor Chukwuma Soludo, has been presented the All Progressives Grand Alliance flag ahead of the November the 6th governorship election in Anambra State. Professor Soludo received the flag during the party's inaugural campaign at the Alex Ekweme Square in Awka, the state capital. On the international scene, at least three people have been killed with dozens more injured when a U.S. train derailed in northern Montana. While the accident pushed rescuers to safely evacuate everyone on board. Around 141 passengers and 16 crew members were traveling from Chicago towards the Pacific coast when 8 of the 10 cars came off the tracks. And in sports, Alexander Usyk ended Anthony Joshua's reign as world heavyweight champion in front of the London home crowd with a stunning unanimous points decision victory on Saturday, scuppering hopes of a Battle of Britain unification bout with fellow world title holder Tyson Fury. Joshua ended the 12th and final round of the contest backed up on the ropes with the cheers of a crowd of more than 66,000 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, no match for the skills of his challenger. And that's the news update. Don't forget to join us later for the recap. I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun. Thank you for watching.